Listen to that bell.
How many times have I stood in the door of my house and listened to the church bells tolling from the hill? I watch the people, poor people, hard-working people, walking hand in hand to the little church. From the outside it looks so plain, simple whitewashed walls under those beautiful onion-shaped domes. But inside is another world. The candles burn before the painted saints, the incense climbs into the dome, and from the very heart of these people comes their music, rich and dark. In their hardship seems to come an unquenchable hope. You know, I work and teach in a great city, St. Petersburg. That's where my students are, where my operas and ballets are played. But that is not the real Russia. It is not until I get on a train, like this, and see those buildings disappear, that I feel that I'm really coming home, that I can leave all my worries and fears behind. It is so beautiful. Wheat fields stretching out like a golden sea, waving and blowing in the summer sun. Dark pine forests full of mysterious shadows and spirits. Great rivers frozen hard as steel by the winter wind. And finally, my tiny village with my little house. I can walk through the trees along the stream. I always carry this notebook in my pocket because musical ideas will jump out of my head so fast that I can't remember them. Sometimes I just sit on the banks and listen to the children sing. No matter where I travel, my heart and soul wait for me at home among the birch trees. How I wish I was there now.
I don't want to hear about the old country anymore.
Alexander!
You're just like my father, always talking about Russia, about how wonderful his country is. Well, it may be his country, but it sure isn't mine.
Sasha, I think he just wants you to be proud of your Russian heritage.
Don't call me Sasha. I'm American. It's Alex here. I'm sorry, sir. I know that you love Russia, but why do people have to get so stuck in the old ways?